The whole world is transient, only the soul is eternal. Realization of one's own soul, only that is eternal. The soul is only eternal pure consciousness, eternal pure knowledge by itself. I am only the pure godly soul, full of consciousness, full of knowledge myself. I remain within the boundaries of my consciousness, even though I may reside in any space of the entire universe. I am the God myself, being the neighbor of the body in the form of an ash wall. I only know and perceive the neighborly ash wall from the window of knowledge in my palace of the soul. The ash wall's mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, and family members are extremely far away from me. The heap of wealth is a dust wall. The house is a soil wall. The body is an ash wall. And all relations are a glass wall. A worldly palace of winds built from such walls is not worth attachment. The soul, which is fully intact with consciousness, has no space, not only for other substances, but even for impure feelings to enter. Not only the speech of appreciation or criticism, but even the perturbed thoughts of such speech can never enter within me. Knowledge knows, but it does not bow down, whereas the feelings of love bows down, but it does not know. The feelings of love and hate are like the hellish river Vaitarni that flows in the lower part of the universe, whereas the knowledge is like a sacred river Ganga that flows in the middle part of the universe. The existence of consciousness does not get involved with perturbed thoughts of love and hate or actions of the body. Therefore, it's not the doer of perturbed thoughts of love and hate or actions of the body. I exist merely as a consciousness. Oh.